When you think of the big media fixations of the past year, Anna Nicole Smith's death, Mel Gibson's anti-Semitic outburst, comedian Michael Richards' racist rant, many of them were fueled by the dirt-digging skills of a new website called TMZ.com. TMZ stands for 30 Mile Zone, the center of celebrity sightings in Los Angeles. TMZ, the website, is about a year and a half old and so popular, it's decided to expand across the country to that other celebrity zone, the nation's capital. To talk about it, Frank Ahrens, media and entertainment industry reporter for The Washington Post. Good morning.
Hi, Renee.
Surely there are famous people in Washington, D.C., but are they that interesting?
Yeah, it's a good question. The TMZ general manager told me last week there's a market for almost anybody doing anything embarrassing. And the D.C. presence will not be a different website. It'll be what they call a module or a section on the TMZ website called TMZ DC. And people who want to see embarrassing pictures or scandal news, which aide is sleeping with which intern on the Hill, that sort of thing, will be able to click on that. There's a market for it.
Who's reading it?
A lot of people. The thing launched about 18 months ago. By February of 06, the thing was getting 3 million viewers a month. By February of 07, it was up to more than 8 million. It's pretty much the hottest property on the internet right now. It's the hottest news gathering site in terms of growth. Its viewers are younger, tend to be 18, 24, 28, and skew a little bit more male, in fact, than the traditional celebrity news audience.
And you call it a news gathering site. I mean, I think of it as a gossip gathering site.
Let's think about a definition of news. An event happens and somebody sees it, reports it, and publishes it. And that's what TMZ is doing. They not only have staff videographers, they have a staff of like 28 that works the phones like crazy. In many ways, it's kind of shoe leather journalism. And it not only has its own news gatherers, it buys cell phone, camera phone video from regular Joes who happen to be wandering Hollywood Boulevard and see Paris Hilton fall down. And they record it and they email and TMZ sends them a check. So,
or sitting in the comedy club when Michael Richards let loose with,
exactly,
with those terrible things he was saying.
Yeah, exactly. And they, TMZ, bought that video for the low, low four figures. So they probably paid this guy a couple grand for his cell phone video that created a huge news event and changed the way we think about Michael Richards, who was, you know, kind of lovable Kramer on Seinfeld.
Is TMZ.com making money?
It is. Here's the thing to remember. TMZ is a joint collaboration of Time Warner's AOL and Time Warner's Warner Brothers. And it was an idea to let's start a very gritty, kind of raw, as it happens, celebrity news site. Real unvarnished base activities like picking noses and they love vacation photos of celebrities in the Caribbean who are wearing swimsuits and they shouldn't. We'll get plenty of that. That's stuff that we won't print.
Yeah, that's a little scary thought of some of our folks on the Hill in a swimsuit. Frank, thanks very much for joining us.
Okay, Renee.
Frank Ahrens covers the media and entertainment industry for The Washington Post.